Welcome to Elixir Wizards, a podcast brought to you by Smart Logic,
a custom web and mobile development shop.
This is season 13, The Creators Lab, where we're talking to innovators who are expanding what's possible with Elixir.
From groundbreaking projects to tools shaping the future with our favorite technology.
It may seem like magic, but it's really the result of talent and lots of hard work.
Hey everyone, I'm Dan Ivovich, Director of Engineering at Smart Logic.
And I'm Charles Suggs, software developer at Smart Logic. And we're your hosts today. For episode 9, we're joined by Zach Kaiser, Senior Software Engineer at Cars Commerce, and Ethan Gunderson, Principal Software Engineer at Cars Commerce. In this episode, we're discussing telemetry in Elixir. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Very excited to be on my first appearance of The Wizards. Big fan. Long-time listener.
Long-time first time.
Yeah.
Awesome. So to kick things off, we were just in the pre-show, the secret pre-show, talking about how, you know, Cars is pretty well known in the space, but maybe not so much the two of you. So Zach, why don't we start with you? You want to just who you are, what you do with Cars, you know, how long you've been there, kind of what you're up to these days.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm Zach. I've been at Cars since October 2020. So I just clocked over 4 years at Cars a couple months ago. I've been doing Elixir actually since around 2016, kind of on and off. My last job was actually doing a lot of Elixir as well. But yeah, loved it. Loved Elixir so much that when I saw Cars was hiring, I wanted to go from working on smaller scale applications using Elixir to something that was going to be, you know, much larger in size in terms of traffic and throughput and volumes and things like that. So I jumped on the opportunity when I could to join at Cars, and it has been very much what I expected it to be. When you're talking about orders of magnitude of, you know, the applications that I was building before and throughput, you see some interesting failure states and things like that. But largely what I do at Cars, though, is, you know, I work across teams for the majority of my time there. I've worked on what we call the marketplace team, which is the team that actually backs the cars.com website and data ingestion for the website and things like that, as well as we have tooling for, you know, admin users to use and dealerships to use and stuff like that to upload and work with their data. Largely what I've done is I've been kind of an interface between, you know, like a SRE type role, adding instrumentation observability. So that's where the whole telemetry thing started at with me, was doing a lot of work in that space at Cars. And then also doing things on kind of like the intersection between actually running an Elixir application and then running an application in Kubernetes with Elixir. Mm. So doing a lot of stuff in that space as well.
Awesome. So Ethan, your background and journey at Cars?
Yeah. So I've been at Cars for almost 6 years now, I think. Started in 2019. Yeah. Yeah. This was my first Elixir job. Before Cars, I was in a security engineering role. Before that, I had a stint as a manager. I really quickly realized management was not for me. So back into an IC position. Before that, I spent about a decade in Ruby doing a bunch of kind of actually similar work, a lot of performance and infrastructure tuning, that type of stuff. Yeah, at Cars, I do a lot of similar things to Zach. I do a lot of floating around, just helping teams decide what to build, how to build it, how to observe it. So how do you know when things go bump in the night, that kind of stuff. Just generally try to be useful.
Awesome. So I'm actually not sure timeline-wise when the big Elixir move at Cars was, but is that, were you either of you around for that, or is you all both post that?
No, so that's like the whole reason I joined Cars was I was pitched on the rewrite to Elixir. So okay. I started maybe 2 weeks into the project.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were there for flipping the switch?
Yes. My heart has still not recovered from the amount of caffeine I had that day. I was in the driver's seat for a lot of it. So as we were pumping traffic from the legacy stack to the new stack, just scaling things up, adding databases. It was fun. I don't know if it's something I'd want to do again. You know, my shoulder was a little sore from, you know, patting myself on the back that we actually pulled it off, but it was a trip for sure.
We did it. Yeah. Yeah. I still remember that day very vividly. I was not around at Cars at the beginning of the kind of Elixir switchover when we started writing the application in Elixir. When I joined, it was still pre-production. So we had the application fairly well built out, but it was not actually serving real users at that point. I think it was like my sixth or seventh month at Cars. June 2021 was actually when we said, okay, 100% of traffic Yeah, funny story too, because when we were doing our load testing up front, we were estimating our traffic at the wrong volume, and we thought we were, you know, ready to handle all of the traffic that we're going to get. We were like orders of magnitude off, right? And that caused some issues on launch day.
Yeah.
So, you know, Zach, you mentioned in your intro, and you know, it has come up a lot, like this is a lot of traffic. I don't know how exact of a number you guys can share, but when we say a lot, what do you guys mean by a lot of traffic?
We pretty easily do hundreds of millions of requests. I know we've breached like into the billions in a day, and that's both HTTP and WebSocket traffic.
Do you have a sense for how much of that is like actually concurrent users?
Ooh. No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't, off the top of my head, no. We do have, so I was actually just looking at this a couple of weeks ago, but we have a metric of how many OpenSocket connections we have across, like specifically just across cars.com, like that part of our stack, right? That broke down to, we have, you know, like an average early morning on a weekday or something, we have something around 100,000 to 200,000 WebSocket connections open.
That's pretty credible.
Yeah. It's nothing to shake a stick at, right? There are bigger sites for sure, but this is definitely enough to like have some fun.
Yeah. So when we're talking, telemetry and building specifically, you know, this podcast, Elixir, building things with Elixir, what cool things are people building with Elixir? You guys come at it from an observability standpoint. And I know you've done some talks and some training on telemetry, and you kind of mentioned your kind of cross team role, right? To make sure everybody's monitoring and observing correctly. So like highest level view, what does that mean to you?
The quote that I like to use here is, in a running production software system, can you ask questions of your observability stack that you didn't know you need to ask? I think it's really easy when we're writing new stuff to throw log lines in for things that we know, like if this HTTP request failed, I'll throw a little log line in. But to know like, it was this user, they were looking at this piece, in our case, this vehicle or this piece of inventory, or they were doing this exact thing and that triggered these downstream effects in this certain way. That's invaluable stuff when you're in the middle of trying to triage an incident. Being able to ask and answer those questions is good observability in my stance, my viewpoint.
I mean, another thing to chime in and add here is actually, I'm going to steal something that Ethan says quite a bit. At Cars, we know these as Ethanisms. So if you listen to Ethan talk for any period of time, you'll hear him mention the word or the phrase pit of success, which basically boils down to, can you put things into place that prevent people from shooting themselves in the foot? And so with our observability stack at Cars, like we want to make sure that we have observability without, you know, day-to-day engineers who are working on adding features to our systems without them having to think about it whatsoever, that they get a bunch of observability out of the box. And really that's kind of what telemetry enables, right? So we can say, hey, we're going to look at all of the quote unquote entry points to our systems. So for a Phoenix server, it's going to be, you know, a request into Cowboy or Bandit, and then through the Phoenix pipeline, the plug pipeline, or it's going to be a message into a live view process. Or if you're looking at like data ingestion side of things, right? Maybe you just kicked off a message in a Broadway consumer, or you kicked off an Oban worker or something like that. We want to make sure that we have whatever telemetry that we can get from those libraries. We'll spin up things like traces that you're just going to get out of the box for free as a developer without you having to think about that. And then when something goes wrong, inevitably you'll have at least, you know, traces, you might have logs, you might have metrics around that, those kind of things. So if we can instrument systems like that, where out of the box, you're getting a lot of stuff without having to think about it when you're actually introducing a new feature, we're 10 steps in the right direction already.
Really think about how this work affects a developer's cognitive load, I think can have really significant impacts, particularly at scale when you're talking about lots of developers. And I'm wondering if you could maybe clarify for listeners. And we've mentioned Cars Commerce and Cars.com, but I think not everyone might be familiar with kind of the